The House of Representatives has finally taken an immigration vote, overwhelmingly passing what Republicans called
the Preventing Executive Overreach on Immigration Act of 2014.
And what Democrats called
cynical and unwarranted legislation.
Republicans argued that the president's executive action to give 4 million undocumented immigrants the right to stay here went way beyond the Constitution. While Democrats, like Al Green, said sometimes a president needs to push the envelope.
Mr. Speaker, I'm the beneficiary of the greatest executive order ever written, the Emancipation Proclamation.
But then Republican Ted Yoho argued that if you give presidents that kind of power, there will be unintended consequences.
I would like to point out to my colleagues on the other side that if we continue to surrender from this body our legislative powers to the executive branch, then we could easily be standing here in 5 or 10 years discussing a Republican president who refuses to enforce the employer mandate of the Affordable Care Act or uphold portions of the Voting Rights Act, and it can go on, and it opens up a dangerous precedent.
And the debate went on and on for hours, sending a clear message that these guys really have no idea what to do about illegal immigration. But come on, Dave, you say, this isn't rocket science. So true. In rocket science, with the right team, you can get the rocket to Mars. But science is a long way from figuring out how to make 11 million undocumented immigrants disappear. So we're left with Republicans saying the president's a scofflaw.
Article 1 of the Constitution says the law is only changed by the United States Congress. Article 3 says the president shall faithfully execute the law. His actions are unconstitutional and they are unprecedented.
And Democrats saying Congress is delusional.
It is a partisan fight based on pure fantasy. Not just the fantasy that the U.S. Congress will ever appropriate enough money to jail, expel, and deport 11 million people and their families, but also the fantasy that what your side votes on today will ever become law.
And so it was that everyone had their say on a bill that is going nowhere, which in Congress is what's called an honest day's work.